This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined in the next segment by a man convicted for hacking a hospital computer network. Well, that sounds pretty serious, doesn't it? Except that what he was doing was not endangering any lives. He hacked in, if it's, in fact, he did this. He's been convicted of it. He wanted to bring attention to the medical kidnapping of a young woman who was severely severely damaged by a hospital. The parents could not get her out of there. She had a real medical condition. They diagnosed it as a psychological condition. So he hacked their fundraiser. And for that, he is now facing multiple years in prison. We're going to be talking to him coming up in the next segment. But to continue with what Alex Jones was talking about in terms of the way that this is all going down, you know, it's kind of interesting to see how there's kind of a circular defamation that's going on here. And I was really disappointed in Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stones. He's done some excellent journalism in the past. I thought this is a real hit piece. At first, I thought he was onto something, but then he went off the rails. The title of the article was "Beware the Slippery Slope of Facebook Censorship." Yes, that's right. And as he gets to it at the very end, he says, when Facebook works with the government and with wannabe star chamber organizations like the Atlantic Council to delete sites on national security grounds or using secret methodology, it opens the door to nightmare possibilities that you'll only find in dystopian novels. Well, he's absolutely right about that. And he talks about the organization, this Atlantic Council. You know, this is a group that was helped with this. Get that clip of Michael Hayden. I don't think we have time for it. This is a short segment. But he's who's on the Atlantic Council that's helping Facebook? And, of course, they're also being helped by the Southern Poverty Law Center, who encouraged a man to grab a gun and try to go into the Family Research Council and kill people because he was told by the Southern Poverty Law Center that if you believed in traditional marriage that has been defined by all societies throughout civilization and history, but also held still by Christians, that if you believe that marriage is between one man and one woman, that that is hateful speech. And so he went there to kill people because he was sent there by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Yet the Southern Poverty Law Center doesn't get any criticism. As a matter of fact, they're still being used by the FBI. So what is this Atlantic Council? It's got people like Henry Kissinger. It's got former CIA chief Michael Hayden. Of course, he was also the NSA chief. Matt forgot that. Here's what he had to say about why they're really spying on everybody. Here's Michael Hayden.
This is not about guilt. In fact, let me be really clear, okay? NSA doesn't just listen to bad people. NSA listens to interesting people.
Oh, yeah, isn't that right? Isn't that cool?
People,
the lawyers that he's talking to, they're the prospective lawyers at Washington and Lee University. Thought that was funny. Yeah, we're not interested in bad people. We're interested in interesting people, you know, like President Trump or like Alex Jones, InfoWars. We want to shut them down. And so even Matt Taibbi is looking at this and goes, well, you know, you got people like Henry Kissinger, people like that guy, Michael Hayden, acting CIA head Michael Morrell at the time, a former Bush-era Homeland Security chief, Michael Chertoff, the guy who was behind all the scanners and so forth, and all that scam with the underwear bomber. Anyway, he points out 70% of Americans get their news from just two sources, Facebook and Google. Ah, that's a point where they can control the narrative, where they can nudge people. That's why. He wants to say, you may not be interesting to Michael Hayden as an individual, but you're interesting to him as a collective group. They want to know if their narrative is working, and they want to choke it off if it isn't working. And so he goes, so that brings us over to InfoWars lunatic Alex Jones. And he goes on to defame Alex Jones by saying things like, Jones had four videos removed from YouTube and his Facebook page, and he was banned and so forth and so on. But he found a way to get around it more or less instantly. You know what, Matt? You're a better journalist than this. Why don't you bother to even look at these videos to see if there was anything there, to see if it was reasonable or not? No, you just want to defame Alex Jones. You don't care if there were lies spread. You don't care if the Washington Post or the New York Times are lying about how you reference those without doing any research of your own, and then you wring your hands over it. You know what? We have to really be concerned when the journalists are begging for censorship.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We have calling us from prison, Marty Gottesfeld, and we've talked to his wife, and Marty has written many articles for InfoWars as well in the past. As the New American pointed out, he was the hacker who cared too much. He cared about a young woman, Justina Peltier, who was kidnapped by Boston Children's Hospital. He's been in prison for quite some time over charges that he hacked into their computer system. He was found guilty of that this week. I wanted to give Marty a chance to talk about this and what is ahead of, because the sentencing is not going to happen until November. But joining us now is Marty Gottesfeld. Thank you for joining us, Marty, and I'm sorry to hear about how this came out in court.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for your concern. I'm actually feeling pretty good about it. We have some very solid appellate grounds to move forward. The Speedy Trial Act was violated here quite clearly. The judges who have been involved with this, I think, is one of the more interesting aspects of this story. The magistrate judge who signed off on the search warrant for my home, her name is Magistrate Marianne B. Bowler. She actually worked at Harvard Medical School before embarking on her legal career. She was a research assistant there. Harvard Medical School oversees and is the primary affiliate, or the only teaching affiliate, of Boston Children's Hospital. And Boston Children's Hospital is the largest pediatric teaching facility for Harvard Medical School.
So it looks like she has a conflict of interest here, then, is what you're saying.
And there's many. The fact that she worked there and was a research assistant is just one. Her husband also still to this day works there and is a paid practitioner at another Harvard hospital, which was referred to in the FBI's affidavit in support of the search warrant. And that is interesting, too, because the date on the front of that affidavit, which I'm theoretically not allowed to publish, says September 30th, 2014. And yet the date on the front of the warrant, which Magistrate Bowler approved, she handwrites September 29th, the day before. So we have a mismatch of dates where it appears she approved the warrant before the FBI even applied for it.
And then, well, that's interesting because trial, this prosecutor here that was involved in your case is Carmen Ortiz, isn't it?
She was the U.S. attorney at the outset of the case. Okay. She was an Obama appointee.
Yeah, and she was involved in the case of Aaron Schwartz, that many people might remember. She was the one who tried to send Aaron Schwartz to jail for decades for something that was a very minor, grabbing some data off of a computer. It wasn't any kind of damage done to the computer whatsoever, but she tried to send him to jail for decades, and that was politically motivated. He was somebody who was trying to stop CISPA and had done so.
Did a lot of really important work, and he was fighting again for the taxpayers in this instance, where the taxpayers had actually paid for this data that he was trying to make available to the taxpayers when someone else had found a way to kind of hoard this data away from the taxpayers. And Carmen Ortiz didn't like that, and kind of of the scuttlebutt around the IT water cooler is that they were really paying them back for the CISPA work and work he had done for WikiLeaks and things like that. And so they weren't really prosecuting him for the actual charges. They were prosecuting him for other political activity, which they didn't like, is at least what many people believe.
Now, what you were convicted of was getting into a computer system at the time of a fundraiser. This kind of revolves around the case of Justina Peltier. Tell people a little bit about that particular case and the alleged medical kidnapping, because this was not the first time that Boston Children's Hospital had been had faced allegations of medical kidnapping.
Oh, no. It's a pattern that has gone back at least 20 years. It's been documented by a former state social services worker who this actually almost happened to 20 years before Justina was at Boston Children's Hospital. And this state social services worker, her son had the same condition that Justina had, and the hospital tried the same thing. Thankfully, in that case, she actually knew the state social services people, so they didn't end up taking her son from her, but she spoke out around the time of what was happening to Justina. So Justina has mitochondrial disease. This is a very real, very serious condition that affects how the individual cells in the body produce chemical energy from food. The mitochondria are the part of the cell that actually break down food into chemical energy. And mitochondrial disease is a set of conditions. No two cases are the same. Where those mitochondria have a hard time producing the chemical energy that the body needs to run. And because it's an umbrella with many different types of mutations and genetic anomalies that can actually cause this incompatibility between this part of the cell and the rest of the body, no two cases present the same, although there are kind of trends. And so Justina had many of the common symptoms, and she had been on medication for them. She had been diagnosed with mitochondrial disease by a foremost expert. He was, at the time, the chief of metabolic genetics at the Tufts University Medical Center, which is a renowned hospital, one of the many that we have in Boston that just so happens to not be affiliated with Harvard. And she had caught the flu. And the flu is known to cause serious complications for mito patients, especially when it makes them nauseous and causes them to have a hard time eating and keeping down food, which is what had happened to Justina. So you have her body already in a compromised state where it has a hard time producing the chemical energy that it needs to run. And now she's got the flu, and she's having a harder time eating, a harder time keeping food down, and so it greatly compounds the condition. And so she was slurring her speech, and she was having some trouble walking, which is wholly different than the way she ends up. One of the very confusing points here is around her wheelchair, and I'll clarify that in a minute, but she still had feeling below her legs at this point. Like, if you touched her knee, she would feel it. And her parents called Dr. Corson, the Tufts specialist who had diagnosed her, who had diagnosed her older sister with this genetic condition that often runs in families, and so it wasn't just Justina. One of her older sisters had the condition as well. And Dr. Corson wants Justina to see her gastroenterologist, the man who had worked with her before, who had operated on her before, and who had just moved from Tufts Medical Center to Boston Children's Hospital. And Dr. Corson himself had actually worked at Boston Children's Hospital for over a decade before moving to Tufts to seek greater autonomy.
Marty, I'm going to interrupt you here because we got to go to a break, and I want you to talk about what's coming up in your particular case. But just to summarize this for people, she'd seen and been diagnosed by recognized authority at Tufts University. She was being treated. She was still able to lead an active life as a competitive ice skater and so forth. As she went there for flu, they diagnosed her with a psychological treatment. Her parents were not allowed to remove her. That's where the medical kidnapping comes in. This went on for a long time. It was picked up by a lot of media. Mainstream media was picking this up as well. But the way they spun this situation and the way that they have spun this with you is to say, and I'm looking at the Boston paper, man convicted for hacking a hospital computer network. That makes it look like you're endangering people's lives. No, the person's life that was endangered was Justina, even if you had done this. And so I guess as we look at this and you go to appeal, what is ahead for you now and how can people help you? Because we've just got about a minute left.
Okay, so we're going to be filing an appeal up to the First Circuit on speedy trial and suppression grounds. More stuff came out about Bowler, the magistrate judge, showing that she shouldn't have stayed on this case. People can help by going to freemartyg.com, following us on social media. We always appreciate donations. I'd also like to ask the White House to take a look at this situation and the corruption at play here with the judiciary, with this hospital, with law enforcement, who didn't investigate what happened to Justina at all, didn't investigate civil rights violations when her family was put under a gag order and not allowed to talk to the press, when they weren't allowed to get a second opinion, when Corson wasn't allowed to see her. I think those are the big things that could really help a lot.
Yeah, and when we look at this, I mean, it's the same type of thing that we see over and over again, whether it is Ross Ulbricht or whether it is the Bundys or the Hammonds or Marty Gottesfeld. We have a broken judiciary. And that's why the president needs to get involved in this. Not only just pardoning people who are victims of this, but we need to have some real systemic reform here that is not happening. We've got a bureaucracy that is out of control, ignoring the requirements for search warrants, not giving people their due process, not giving people speedy trials. It is a severely broken system. And Marty is unfortunately just the latest victim of this. Thank you for joining us, Marty. And again, Free Marty G is where you can get information about him. FreeMartyG.com. And I hope you learn more about Marty. Maybe you can help him. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them the library, to give them your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Joining us in the next segment will be Mark Morano, producer of ClimateDepot.com. I guess you could call him a producer. He's done documentary films, but it's also his website. He's going to be joining us to talk about the New York Times' biggest lie that they've just come out with. You know, do they ever get called for their lies and conspiracy theories about climate change? As I said before, these people on the left that are so freaked out about something that we've got good evidence is not happening, don't worry at all about trying to create a thermonuclear war. Yes, that would be, children, that would be man-made global warming on a large scale. So we're going to be talking to Mark Morano coming up. Before we get into some information about sex bots and Terminator robots here, because this is something, folks, that we hear the back and forth going on all the time. Some people poo-poo it. Mark Cuban says, well, you're an idiot if you don't think that this is a threat. I'll tell you why I think it's a threat, and I'll tell you something about the time frame of why I think this is a threat in just a second. But before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because if you want to support this program, if you want to keep us going, the way you do that is with the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can also support your health and the health of your family. We've got several specials right now you can take advantage of. We have Winter Sun, that's our vitamin D formula, that is 40% off. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, that is also 40% off. We've got some new fish oil products. They're slightly different formulations. We've got three different versions, Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, and Honor Roll, which has some special formulations in there for children. You can try those individually at 25% off each. Or you can get the combo of all three of those for 40% off. Finally, I'll tell you about a special we have on our Real News program, since we had that on rebroadcast this morning, since I'm doing the guest host here. We have a 20% off sale for people if you want to get the Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. That is 100% non-GMO and Arabica bean coffee. And you can get 20% off of that if you use the code Real News, because that's where I usually am. I'm usually there. You'll find me in the mornings at 8 to 11 Central Time, 9 to noon Eastern Time. And we have that show live every Monday through Friday. That's Real News. And you can use that code Real News to save 20% on Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee at InfoWarsStore.com. Many other products that are there, very important for your health and very important for the health of this operation. And that's one of the things, as I looked at this Matt Taibbi story, one of the things that bothered me so much about that, as I said, is the fact that he would do the sloppy job. And this is what he had to say. You know, InfoWars lunatic Alex Jones had four videos removed from YouTube. Well, Matt, why don't you look at those videos? You can see them. We've got them at InfoWars. Just because they're not on YouTube doesn't mean that you can't see these things. But you're going to take the word of info of YouTube, and you're going to take the word of the New York Times and Washington Post, even though they would be lying about Alex, because he references back to a New York Times story where they say the videos removed included one called Prevent Liberalism, in which a man chokes a child and throws him to the ground. That is the most ridiculous representation. Well, it's the second most ridiculous representation of that video. There's a kid reported that he had been keying cars or whatever, but he's basically hitting on this man. The man tries to get up, and the kid's pushing and shoving. And finally, the guy just turns around and shoves him to the ground. And the kid, it's not anything very violent against the kid. The kid was hitting him and pushing him, wouldn't go away. And this goes on for quite some time. Finally, he shoves him to the ground. The kid just collapses and whines. And it's like, you know, it's a snowflake video. It's a nothing video, really, quite frankly. But it's not a man choking a child and throwing him to the ground. And yet, the most ridiculous story of that is Forbes magazine. Forbes said Alex Jones was the man. What are we going to do when the software to make fake videos becomes very easy, where you can put somebody's face? It's obviously not Alex. It doesn't look anything at all like Alex. And yet he's having to now defend himself against charges of child endangerment, having to defend himself against his ex-wife who's using this fake news from Forbes magazine, from YouTube, from the New York Times, from Matt Taibbi at Rolling Stone, all of them making false accusations that it was Alex Jones who did this stuff. And it was a video of a man choking a child and throwing him to the ground. And it's like, why would we put that up if that were the case? Another one, shock report, learn how Islam has already conquered Europe. Look, you know, look at the videos and see if you don't think that Islam has already conquered Europe. I mean, you know, can we have that discussion? Oh, we're not allowed to have that discussion. We use the word Islam. Shut us down. Because you hate what we have. We have gone so far away from the fundamental values that we have come to uphold in Western civilization that even if we disagree with what you have to say, we will defend it to the death. You know, that is the thing that really concerns me. It isn't what's being done by these self-interested media moguls, the sloppy journalists like Matt Taibbi, who are slandering and defaming people. That's not what bothers me. It's the fact that as a society, we now despise the idea of free speech, because free speech means that you uphold the free speech of people that you don't agree with, because other people who don't agree with you are going to censor you. But now we're all begging the government, begging these guardians of information that have been created by the government. And that was where he basically gets. But he blames InfoWars for the coming censorship instead of blaming the Atlantic Council. Or instead of blaming DARPA, or instead of blaming, the life log, which they renamed Facebook. Oh, don't look at those connections. Don't look at that at all, Matt Taibbi. And as a matter of fact, don't even bother. Don't bother to look at how and why we've got YouTube and Google and the internet created by DARPA. It was a psychiatrist that was working at DARPA that came up with the idea for the intergalactic computer network that we call the internet. Yeah, it was a tool of psychological control from the beginning. Maybe you don't understand that because you can't even be bothered to do enough research to look at the videos. You just pass along the defamation charges. Absolutely amazing. Folks, we are in a situation where, as we've talked many times, when the elite look at this, are they going to have a soft kill for us, or are they going to do it with hard kill? Well, I think they're going to, they're well on the way with both of these. You know, we look at the stories that have been floating around for the last couple of weeks, Japanese extinction, because men don't need women, they're told, anymore. And they don't want women, because women have been taught to hate men and be hateful toward men. That's the programming that the women get. And then the men say, oh, it's just too much of trouble, I'll go get a sex doll. And then, of course, the babies don't need mothers, because now we can create the babies from stem cells. It's full-on Brave New World, folks. It's really, really sad to see what is happening with. I guess as we go on with this, they're even going to replace diplomats, you know. It's like, I don't know if that's the oldest profession or the second oldest profession. But they don't even need politicians, because the AI is now going to be making China's foreign policy. You know, as I look at this, Mark Cuban is saying, if you don't think a Terminator will appear, you're crazy. He said, we've already got weapons who think. And if you don't realize where this is headed with technological progress, you don't really understand what is coming on. You know, if you want to understand what's coming on, I'm going to be speaking at a conference that's coming up September the 14th. I'm going to be the keynote speaker on Friday night. It's a weekend conference. You can find tickets at gen6.com. We're going to have Dr. Hugo de Garis, who's talked about the Ardalek War. I've had him on many times. About transhumanism. That's the essence of the conference. Post-humanism. What do they aspire to, these people who make God out of technology? And we're also going to have Steve Quayle, Tim Albarino, Tom Horn are going to be key speakers at that. You can get 10% off of the streaming with code Alex. That's A-L-E-X.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Mark Morano of ClimateDepot.com. You know, we've had Jerry Brown making headlines everywhere, saying that this heat is the worst since civilization emerged 10,000 years ago. Well, you know, his pants may be on fire, but the planet is not on fire. You know, there's some bad fires in California. We'll probably find out that they were arson. We typically do with these types of things. And as New American and others have pointed out, if you take the hysteria side, no, that's not the truth. But there's a great article at climatedepot.com where Mark Moreno lays this out, lays out the lies of the people who are pushing this climate change stuff. You know, they love to, he begins with a quote from George Orwell in his article. Early in life, said George Orwell, I noticed that no event is ever correctly reported in a newspaper. And then, of course, George Orwell invented the memory hole that they flush the information down. They would love to flush down the idea that they were first trying to panic everybody with global cooling. Then it became global warming. Then that didn't work either. So they went to climate change and so forth. And he breaks down the lies of the New York Times itself. But they are never called, are they, Mark? They're never called on their lies or on their conspiracy theories. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Actually, I just want to say one thing. Jerry Brown saying it's as hot since civilization began. Well, then civilization would have began about 10 years ago because meteorologist Joe Bastardi said California was hotter 10 years ago. So this is the height of just insanity. But the media runs with it and he's getting all the attention.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You've got a great, after that quote with, it's a great article. That's why I wanted to get you on. After that, you talk about the New York Times in January 1989. And I've had many times on the show, I've had, it was Newsweek and it was Time Magazine at the time. And of course, they were, you know, totally objective. And they were telling everybody we're going to be out of oil. We're going to be out of natural gas by the mid 1980s. I mean, that was the other thing that they were trying to panic everybody about at the time, because they were using that to justify massive growth in government in various ways, you know, with the EPA taking on a bigger role and shutting down entire industries and so forth. So they had their agenda to push those kind of absurd lies. I knew as a college student that that was nonsense. So I preserved those magazines, Mark, because I've been showing them on air. I never knew that I would be on air to show magazines like that, but I knew they would be collector's items. But you've got some great collections of what the New York Times said in 1989. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, first of all, the article is actually by Tony Heller, and it's posted on my article, my piece, and I also did a whole chapter on this very issue in my book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. But what the New York Times did in this article, they went back to the 1980s. First of all, my first accusation is this is medieval witchcraft. They're saying that had we passed laws and UN and adopted UN treaties back in the 1980s, we could have solved global warming. That is literally the scientific equivalent of saying, had we burned those witches, put them on trial, and shut them down, we could have saved those crops and stopped that bad weather. That's the first premise.
I should have brought you in with a thing from Camelot, right? There should be a law that, you know, July and August shall not be too hot, and it'll exit June the 2nd on the dot, or whatever the lyrics are to that. I should have brought that in, because that's basically what they're saying. If the king would have only stopped this, we could have had a great, great climate if they would have passed the law.
Serious, believe it. And so you go back to 1989 at the Climate Depot, you can read this. The New York Times completely... 89, the New York Times completely contradicted everything in this article. In the 1980s, the New York Times was reporting that scientists weren't in agreement. They were reporting that there had been a cooling trend since the 1930s in the United States. In the 1970s, in my book, I detail that they had arguments between climatologists and meteorologists about whether a global cooling or global warming was to work about. Actually, their own paper is a repository of global cooling predictions from the 1950s into the 60s and the 70s. So there's no way they can whitewash this history and claim that A, we all knew the science and it was settled back in the 1980s, and B, only if we had done something, we could have solved this. The most outrageous lie of this article is they cite a 1974 CIA report as evidence and proof that we all knew about global warming. Well, the 1974 CIA report, which they didn't actually reproduce the quotes from, was about global cooling, and it called it natural global cooling, and was warning of the coming ice age, and it was warning of crop failures and bad weather to come, blamed on global cooling. And the New York Times has the ball. I mean, I actually have my headline, will they issue a retraction on this? And David, you know the answer to that.
No.
They will never issue a retraction, no matter how wrong they are.
And so now we learned that all 17 intelligence agencies also believe there was global cooling, and that we also had hit peak oil, right? So we had all all of these different things.
We had peak oil, we had overpopulation, we had famines, we had resource scarcity, and we had all of our rivers and air all being choked off, which all of that has been unbelievably improved with increased economic growth and population. We still have improved our air. Everything they predicted in the 1970s has gone belly up, is the bottom line. But the New York Times is now whitewashing the history to say, we've known all along, and if only we had passed these laws, we would have solved this problem. And then what? Had we solved the problem, they'd be on to some new wacky problem we have to be dealing with today.
Yeah, you know, it's absolutely amazing to me when we look at these big name publications, you know, like the New York Times or the National Geographic, of course. That was the other thing that hit this week. The fact that National Geographic finally came clean about the picture of the dying polar bear. Yes, polar bears do die in the wild. It's not just in captivity, and it's not just from unicorn farts that they die. They actually do die from natural causes. And so the National Geographic photographer has come out and said, okay, it wasn't really due to climate change. We just said that it was something, this is what this could look like in the future and so forth. We're just making a suggestion here, kind of like the little 9-year-old boy who suggested that, just made up a figure for plastic straw use. And so now we got plastic straw bans all over the place, and people going to, you know, possibly facing jail sentences.
More plastic. We're harming disabled people. Disabled advocates are very upset because the straws they need to use are for mobility issues. Straws have been very good. And this is what happens. What you just mentioned, the National Geographic, they're admitting that the whole thing was was a fraud and all that in their own indirect way, but they're not really apologizing. What they're saying is, well, we gave the photo and other people ran with it and implied all sorts of things. We were just trying to say this. In fact, that photo of the sick polar bear, here's the shocker. If anything, we are at or near historic population highs, according to the U.S. government, number one. Even the environmental activists say there are more polar bears than we've ever counted. If you see a sick, thin, dying polar bear, it is very likely due to too many polar bears trying to get it in too small of a habitat. It's overpopulation of polar bears that would cause that. I have a section in my book on the polar bear scare. Not only is a polar bear scare scientifically unfounded, even the climate activists have now walked away from it. Al Gore's sequel, no mention of polar bears. The World Wildlife Fund, this used to be the poster child of all the environmental groups. They've all faded away because even indigenous people in the Canadian Arctic now admit and basically have always said that there is no issue with the polar bear. They're plentiful and they don't see any concern. So the environs have been forced and shamed to back off. And this photo controversy was a big part of it, too. I mean, this was a fraudulent photo that they promoted as part of global warming, and it had nothing to do with it.
So this polar bear ain't hunting anymore, right? This dog don't
have. Animals die. I mean, it would be like getting a sick American and saying, this is how all Americans live. Look at this. The government is allowing people to die. I mean, that's about the scientific and social, scientific validity of that one picture of a polar bear.
But, you know, the thing that, Mark, that really bothers me about all this, and we're seeing it again now, it's like, we have a narrative, whether it is about Russia or whether it's a narrative about President Trump or whatever. And if you say anything else to contrary to that, you are fake news. You need to be taken out. And we've just seen this arrogance that we saw with Jim Acosta shouting over other journalists, shouting over the press secretary, Sarah Sanders, and everything, saying, listen, you pledge your fealty to me. Don't you criticize media because I represent media. These are people like National Geographic, New York Times. They put their lies out there. They have absolutely responsibility. They're not held accountable as they lie to things. But don't you ever disagree with them, because they have a conventional wisdom. And if you go against that, you will be vilified. You'll be shut down. You'll be taken out of the media. We've seen this same type of action taken against people talking about the environment. All right, stay with us. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back with Mark Morin.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, Dave. You in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint the...
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Mark Moreno of ClimateDepot.com. We're going to get back to him in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, just remind you of the specials that we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program, keeps us going in spite of all the attempts to shut us down. And we've got some specials for those of you who support the program, and we really do appreciate and need your support. Winter Sun, our vitamin D formula, is now 40% off. So is our Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 40% off. We have three new fish oil products, Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, and Honor Roll. They're different formulations, slightly different. Like Honor Roll, for example, is formulated for children. It's got some special things in there. Take a look at Infowars.com. Sorry to say Real News. We don't have our own site there for selling products. No, it's Infowars.com. On a roll, you can read about that as well as the others. You can get them 25% off, or you can get all three of them together at 40% off. We really do appreciate your support. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, as we talk about Mark Morano, he's got a book out, Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. And you know what? When we talk about climate change, if you do not repeat the talking points, you are politically incorrect. And they have, for the longest time, tried to ban people. Mark's got a video that's got 6 million views. And, of course, there's a push by the anti-free speech, anti-First Amendment, the anti-fa fascists, if you will, these people who don't like an opinion that differs from their own. And we're seeing this everywhere. It's amazing how authoritarian the left has gotten. I mean, they used to be out there. Remember when it used to really mean something and people used to say, hey, this got banned in Boston, you know, for sexual content or something like that. Now they want to ban everything in Boston and everywhere else that the liberals live. And so if you have a difference in opinion on science or in politics or anything else, now you've got more than half of the country that wants to shut you down. You've got 6 million views. You've got a lot of people that are lobbying Facebook to shut you down because of a video. Tell us a little bit about that video.
Yeah, I mean, remember the old days, Lenny Bruce got in all that controversy for using a few bad words, and that became, oh, horror of horrors, and now it's like they want to shut everything down. Here's what's going on. My video, which is on Facebook, I was interviewed by the Heritage Foundation, a two-minute video for my book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change, garnered over 6.3 million views, 100,000-plus shares. The Soros-funded Media Matters for America, Grist Magazine, a few other publications are livid about this. They're calling the video viral, and they're saying that Facebook has a denial problem, a climate denial problem. It is so deep that they're using me now as the poster child. They're using me to lobby Mark Zuckerberg directly and Facebook to ban climate denial ads, videos, news feeds of any kind that don't accept the Al Gore United Nations climate summation. And they've gone so far, I was named Media Matters Climate Misinformer of the Year a few years back. It was actually a great dishonor on my part, and Al Gore even touted that I won this award. Well, they've now given that same award that they issued to me to Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook. He has now received the Climate Misinformer of the Year for 2017. This is part of the pressure that the Soros-funded groups are putting on Zuckerberg, and Zuckerberg supports the UN Paris Agreement, is your typical liberal climate alarmist, who has no disagreement with any of this, and he's being called a misinformer. So the pressure is on Zuckerberg. The pressure is on Facebook. I'm now the poster child, the viral poster child that they're just outraged. And by the way, my video specifically, David, deals with a chapter in my book about the alleged 97% of scientists. And this is what really galls them. I point out that it was only 77 anonymous scientists. We don't know their names. We don't know what universities they work for. This is one of the ways that they claimed a 97% scientific consensus. So I think they're mad it's getting that attention because the truth always hurts this whole cause of man-made global warming.
Well, the thing that really sent them over the edge was also when Scott Pruitt said, you're not going to have any regulations published if you don't show the data for your science. You know, you're not just going to have to wave your hands and you can't hide all this stuff. You're going to have to put it out there like you would if you were a real scientist, you know? I mean, that's the way it works. And I was involved with a group that tried to get the data from Michael Mann because we had all these emails that were going back and forth as part of ClimateGate saying, we've got to hide the decline. This isn't working out. Our models aren't good and all this sort of thing. So it's like, well, show us your data because you've now published this stuff. There's no reason to keep it secret. You've now used this to create policy. So show us the data. And when Scott Pruitt said, yeah, you're going to have to show us the data, that's when it really became a problem for them. They don't want to have science discussed. They don't want to have anything that has to do with reality or politics or science discussed. And, of course, all advances in science have always come from overturning the conventional wisdom. That's why they don't want to have this discussed. And it's also the money that they make out of this, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I met the old EPA director, Scott Pruitt, who essentially was ridden out of town because of the media attacks, and he lasted unbelievably long. It was the most effective EPA administrator in the EPA's history. I always say, as much as the left and media hated him, he was the greatest EPA administrator we had.
Yeah.
I met with him at an event, and I showed him all the data, and it's actually in my book about how the U.S. government is basing their climate decisions on the United Nations climate science, which violates the basic standards set out by the U.S. government for not being political interference of science. The U.N. science violates that. And for being manipulated, the U.N. science violates that. So let's hope that this government under Trump and the new EPA administrator, the acting administrator, Andrew Wheeler, can actually look at the underpinnings of this science which we're basing this whole, our entire energy policy on. Because the greatest fear here is, as great as Trump is going in and deregulating and reversing this, essentially, this can all be undone if a President Biden, a President Elizabeth Warren, or some other president comes in 2020. We need to change structurally how the U.S. government, like you mentioned, the secret science. And unfortunately, that's a long haul. We really do need two terms. And of course, if the Democrats win this fall, they win both houses. We are going to have probably Trump impeached and removed from office. That's going to be a hard one to stop.
One of the reasons I wanted to have you on and to talk about this kind of censorship is because when we talk about politics or other things, you know, that involves a lot of people's values. It can involve their religious values or their ethics or whatever. So you can have some things enter that are subjective. But when you talk about climate change or we talk about science, that is objective. And we don't have to get caught up in all this subjectivism, all this post-modernism and so forth that they're taught in colleges. And if you realize that they don't want to have this debate, if they want to silence people and not have a scientific debate, then you start to realize that maybe on these other issues, they don't have a leg to stand on, and that's why they want to silence everybody. That is really the essence of the censorship. And we've seen this going on. You guys were kind of, I guess, the people who were the climate. I really think they were the ones who were the tip of the spear on this for the longest, that particular issue, because that was so much money, so much political power tied up in that, and it was something that can be objectively determined, and they don't want to have that debate, that discussion.
No, they don't know. We opened the show talking about the New York Times. Literally, the New York Times' own paper archives debunk this entire new 2018 article. They always say, oh, we knew it. Also, inadvertently and unexpectedly, the New York Times got rid of the Exxon New mandate. So they have a lot of climate activists after them for this article. They're getting attacked on all sides. But as you mentioned, David, the biggest thing is just simple factual stuff. When people realize that they can distort science, and I'm talking bald-faced lies, reversing the 1974 CA report to imply global warming when it was clearly global cooling, to imply that there was a consensus of any kind in the 1980s when their own paper reported dissenting scientists and no warming trend since the 1930s before they altered the data later. There's no way you can read these rebuttals to the New York Times article, which, by the way, was a 30,000 word article. And the New York Times was so proud of this article, they invited in environmental activists the night before with the New York Times publisher to have a big cocktail party and talk about it. You want to talk about collusion? Yeah. Media colluding with climate activists and environmental groups. This is what's happening behind the scenes. But luckily, it's a partisan paper, and only the people that, you know, in the echo chamber are going to read that paper. It has no real impact on America, middle America. It only affects that elite ruling class cocktail party activist. And that's where we've won that battle. And I think that's one of the greatest achievements. We can end that on a positive note, is that their reporting largely is irrelevant when you have particularly a President Trump in who's awesomely calls them the fake news and just ridicules them at every turn, which is exactly, I waited my lifetime for a president. To ridicule, and we finally have it, and it's awesome.
That's right. That's the appropriate response to the New York Times, except that's not the response that we see. We see that Facebook and all these, we're going to enshrine CNN and the New York Times that we've just been talking about, and the Washington Post and so forth. We're going to enshrine them as the gold standard of journalism. We don't want to have this discussion. They can't be fake news. And if you oppose them, you oppose the media in general. And yet, I mean, this really all boils down to the fact that these guys are getting, just in the UK, $2,000 a day as consultants on this climate change stuff. The UK alone has spent $12 billion in about 7 years on this kind. Big money there. Big money there and big lies coming out of that. And you can see that stuff exposed at Climate Depot. Thank you so much for joining us, Mark Morano. And, of course, you can find him on Twitter, also at Climate Depot. That's it for today's broadcast with me. But stay with us. We're going to have Nick Bejic is going to come on, and he's going to be hosting the fourth hour.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.